Last week we learned that the Kaddish can be useful not just for the deceased to increase their merits in the afterlife, but that it can also be useful to the living in many different ways. And the first way we recited was that the recitation of Kaddish can be psychologically soothing to a person because it can give them the feeling that there's still more that they can do for their loved ones even after they've passed away. There's still more they can contribute to them even after their lifetime. The second thing we noted was that the recitation of Kaddish can be of religious significance to the living person because it enables them to reaffirm their belief in God in the deepest of ways, even at the difficult time in their life when they may be questioning their faith in their God. They may be questioning their desire to follow God. They may be angry at God for taking away their loved ones. But perhaps one of the most meaningful impacts that the recitation of Kaddish can have on us, on the living, is that it can allow a person to fulfill the very important mitzvah of kibud av va'em, of respecting and honoring our parents, even after a parent has died. The mitzvah of kibud av va'em, of respecting and honoring our parents, is a tremendous mitzvah, both because it's very hard to fulfill. We all understand that the nature of relationships between parents and children are very complicated and very tenuous and go through many stages and differences in life, and it can be sometimes very, very challenging to honor parents in the way that they deserve. But it's also a tremendous mitzvah in the sense that the Torah outlines for us the reward for this mitzvah, which it doesn't do in most other mitzvahs in the Torah, except for maybe one other. And the Torah tells us the reward for honoring our parents is that we will get long life. It is such a fundamental mitzvah that Chazal in the Medrash, Dvarim Rabbah, say that it's perhaps the most stringent mitzvah of all of the mitzvahs in the Torah. Since the Torah compares the duty to honor the parents to the duty of honoring God. And you can't get much better than that. Honoring God is probably the most significant thing we can do. So by the Torah comparing it to that, we see that it's perhaps the most stringent of all the mitzvah. And actually, this connection of kibud av va'em to Hashem, as opposed to just to our parents, goes even deeper than that. As many of you know, the famous idea that the centrality of the mitzvah kibud av va'em is highlighted in its placement on the Aseret HaDibrot, the Ten Commandments that were given to the Jewish people at Har Sinai. These Ten Commandments contain five commandments on the left-hand tablet, five commandments on the right-hand tablet. The five commandments on the right-hand tablet are mitzvot that relate bein adam lamakom, between man and God. They're mitzvot like Shabbos, not worshipping idols, the oneness of God, not to swearing falsely in God's name. The second five on the left-hand tablet are the Bein Adam Lechavero commandments. They're the commandments of interpersonal relationships between man and man, such as not stealing, not murdering, not coveting another person's property, another person's wife, not committing adultery. The strange thing is that the mitzvah of kibud av va'em, of honoring our parents, which is really something interpersonal between human beings, is a mitzvah that's included on the right-hand set of five commandments. It's the mitzvah that's included with the others that are actually bein adam lamakom, between man and God. The famous explanation for this is given by the Sefer HaChinuch in his explanation of all the different mitzvot. He says that the reason why kibud av va'em is included with the mitzvot bein adam lamakom, between man and God, is the mitzvah, through the mitzvah of honoring our parents, we can come to honor God as well. He says the following: Misharshei mitzvah zo, shirawi lo la'adam shiyakir v'yigmo chesed, Lemisha Asa Imo Tova. The root of this mitzvah of honoring our parents is that a person should come to appreciate and to recognize the goodness of someone who did something good for them. Vishiitin Elibo Kiha Avaim Hem Siba Teoto Baola. A person should come to realize how grateful they must be to their parents, for their parents are the reasons why they exist here in this world. And therefore it's very deserving for a person to do everything in their power to honor and to do all the good things in the world for their parents in any capacity that they have, in recognition and in thanksgiving for bringing them into this world, the very basic idea of their existence. Kihem heviyuhu la'olam, they brought him into this world. Gam yagubo kama yagiot bekatnuto. Aside from just bringing him in the world, one should recognize and do honor to their parents in gratitude for raising them, for toiling so hard in order to bring them up, to raise them through all the challenges of life, and to bring them to the station that they are to be able to recognize this goodness. Now comes the part where he connects it to God. He says, "Ukshiyikba zot hamida benafsho." When a person truly inculcates this value into themselves, this value of appreciating your parents for bringing you into this world and sustaining you, Yale mimena lehakir tovat hakel baruchu. You'll also come to breed through that trait within you an appreciation for God. Shehu sibato v'sibat kol avotav adam ad adam harishon. Because you'll come to realize that God too is the reason for your existence in this world. Not only is the reason for your existence, He's the reason for your parents and your grandparents, leading all the way back to Adam and Chava in Gan Eden. So by introducing this trait into yourself of honoring your parents in gratitude for everything they've done for you, you'll train yourself to also honor God and be gracious to God for all the good that He has done to you as well. And that's the way in which we connect this mitzvah, not just to be an interpersonal mitzvah, but a mitzvah that involves God as well. The promise of fulfilling this mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Aim is not just to give us a long life, but in the Seder HaDoros, which is a very fascinating composition, it's a book that contains a history of the world from creation down to the 17th century when the book was written, and also gives the calculation of various dates and personalities in the Torah. It also gives all the names of the Tanaim and Amoraim, and gives lists of all kinds of ideas and works and stories about the Tanaim and Amoraim and various other things as well. So in one section of the book, in the third section of the book, he gives over a very interesting story which puts into perspective the significance and the reward for this great mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Aim. He says that one time, the great sage Rabbi Yeshua ben Elam was sleeping and a voice came to him in his dream saying to him, "You should be very happy, for you and this guy named Nanas the butcher will be partners in Gan Eden." When Rabbi Yeshua ben Elam woke up in the morning, he felt very disappointed. He felt this aching pain in himself. He said to himself, "I tried all my life to fear God and to study the Torah and succeeded in raising 80 students of Torah." And he said to himself, "Is my life no more significant than a simple butcher? How could my lot in heaven be to be with Nanas the butcher? And how could this angel who came to me in my dream suggest that this was such a great thing?" So he was very curious and very perturbed, and he told his students that he wouldn't come to the Beis Medrash to teach them until he could meet this guy, Nanas the butcher, and find out what kind of a man he really was. So he sent his students to summon the butcher, but believing that the students were merely taunting him, he refused to come. So Rabbi Yeshua had no choice but to go visit him personally and to see what this was all about. So Nanas, this butcher, a simple butcher, when he saw Rabbi Yeshua ben Elam coming to him, he was so afraid, he apologized for bothering him, making him come to him, and Rabbi Yeshua said, "It's okay, but I must ask you a question. What do? And how do you occupy yourself? How do you spend your time?" And Nanas the butcher replied, he says, "I'm a butcher." He said, "My old parents are unable to stand or to get around on their own. And every day I go over and I dress them, and I wash them, and I feed them." And Rabbi Yeshua arose and he kissed Nanas on the head, and he said to him, "You're so fortunate that you have the opportunity to honor your parents, and I'm so fortunate to be able to be your partner in Gan Eden." So this story in the Seder HaDoros about this great sage teaches us that the mitzvah Kibud Av V'Aim of honoring and respecting the parents, going out of your way to take care of them, to feed them, to clothe them, to look after all of their needs, is so significant that it's equal to raising 80 disciples of the Torah. Spending your lifetime devoted to the work of God, it's equated to that, which is a very significant thing. And the reward in the heavens is to be a great one as well. The mitzvah is so powerful that as I mentioned last week, the Shulchan Aruch says, based on the Gemara in Kiddushin, that it's applicable even after the death of a parent. Even after a parent is already gone from the world, one's still commanded to honor and to respect them. And the Zohar actually says that the fulfillment of the mitzvah after the death of a parent is even greater than in their lifetime. Very ironically. The Zohar says, I'll just read you this translation for the sake of time. It says, honor your father and your mother. He says, give them food and drink and anything else they need. One is obliged to do this while they're still alive. And were you to claim that once they die, you're exempt, you would be wrong, says the Zohar. For once they've died, there's an even greater obligation to honor them. This is kind of an odd statement because the Rambam in Hilchos Avel, based on other Gemaras, says that normally when a person's confronted with different mitzvah, the mitzvah of, let's say, burying an unburied corpse, a dead person, versus going to a wedding to honor a bride, normally we say that one should honor the bride if there's someone else to do the mitzvah of burial, of course. You can't leave the dead body sitting on its own without any burial. But if there's a possibility of doing both, one should honor the living. It's much greater to fulfill a mitzvah to the living than the mitzvah to the dead. And yet here you see with Kibud Av Va'Em, the Zohar is suggesting that the mitzvah to the dead is even greater than the mitzvah to those when they were alive. So it's a very strange thing, but that just highlights once again the great significance of this mitzvah of Kibud Av Va'Em and how different it is from the normal paradigm of mitzvot that we know and that we experience. There are a number of ways that one can fulfill the mitzvah of Kibud Av Va'Em after the death of a parent. The Gemara says that for a full year after a parent has died, when you say their name, you're supposed to say the phrase either Zichrono Livracha or Hareini Kaparat Mishkavo. That's really what the Gemara says you should say. That I, the living, am an atonement for the one who has died, for their sins. Now, the commentators explain on that Gemara that since a person can't really atone for the sins of someone else, I, who am alive, can't atone for the sin of anybody who's alive, and certainly not someone who's dead. So it must be that saying this phrase, Hareini Kaparat Mishkavo, is really just a way of fulfilling the mitzvah of Kibud Av Va'Em, of honoring a parent, of saying that even after their death, I still think of them, I still want to atone for them, I still care for them, and honor them in any way possible. Number two, another way to honor parents after their death is, of course, the naming of a child with their name, or even a grandchild, which is also a fulfillment of the mitzvah of Kibud Av Va'Em. Some say that even the idea of 12 months of mourning for a parent as opposed to the normal 30 days for other relatives is also fulfillment of the mitzvah of Kibud Av Va'Em. And although that's disputed, the very fact that that idea is raised shows us that potentially there is this way and many other ways to honor a parent after they've died. And finally, the recitation of Kaddish is also a form of fulfilling the mitzvah of Kibud Av Va'Em even after a parent has died. Rabbi Yosef Engel, in his commentary to the Gemara called Gilyone HaShas, in his commentary to Masechet Kiddushin, he writes the following statement. Inyan amirat kaddish al av ve'em noche nefesh, the idea of saying kaddish after a deceased parent, hu mishum shechayev haben lechabed aviv ve'ima b'motam uvechayehem. The reason why we say the Kaddish is because a child is commanded by the Torah to honor his or her parents in their lifetime and even after they've died. And he says it's based on the Gemara in Kiddushin, which we mentioned this time and mentioned last time as well. But he concludes by saying, Lefize, Chiyuv Amirat HaKaddish, Hu De'oraita Mishum Kibud Av Va'Em. Rabbi Yosef Engel goes so far as to say that Kaddish is not just a minhag, it's not just a tradition, it's not just a nice thing to do if you choose to do so for your parent, it's actually a commandment from the Torah, because it represents the fulfillment of the commandment of Kibud Av Va'Em, which is certainly a commandment of the Torah applicable in the lifetime of a parent and even after their death. So I guess all in all, what we can see from today's class is that one has the opportunity to continue to fulfill this amazing mitzvah of Kibud Av Va'Em, of honoring our parents, which has the greatest of rewards and the greatest of significance and a connection not just to our parents but to God as well in their lifetime and even after they've passed away. And the recitation of Kaddish in their honor is truly an amazing way to do so, and a fulfillment of this mitzvah. Even if we disagree with Rabbi Yosef Engel, we don't have to say that Kaddish is a mitzvah de'oraisa, but it's certainly a fulfillment in some way of an honor to our parents, and a fulfillment of that mitzvah. Have a great week.